Phoneboy Speaks, episode 198, Fun with App.net Tools. One of the things I like about App.net is that there's a wonderful developer community, and especially if you happen to be using an iPhone, there's a whole lot of apps for it that use different aspects of it. And one that I've been playing with is an app called Files, which actually manages your file storage using App.net. And it's a fairly clever app that's getting more clever, and I'm actually playing with a beta version. And so pretty soon you'll see some of the stuff that I'm actually playing with. But the nice thing about App.net in general is you can use as much of it or as little of it as you want. I know people sort of get the impression that it's just like Twitter, and in some ways it is, but that's only one of many aspects of it. And in fact, you can get an application that only deals with private messages, for example. So if you never want to see the public timeline and you only want to send instant messages to people, well, you can use the app called Whisper, which is purely an instant messaging app. There's also apps that handle the Patter rooms, which is there's an app called Patter, which is essentially like IRC or an AOL style chat room. And of course, there are the standard traditional style, you know, what we'd refer to as microblogging apps. And there's a lot of great ones out there, and there's a lot of development in that front. There's almost too many choices on iOS. I wish there were a few more choices on some of the other platforms. And in fact, there's enough of them that there's a whole project that keeps track of what the different apps do and what features they support or not. And you can actually go look up, you know, if you want an app that supports XYZ, well, here's the app for you. And it actually is a cross-platform list that's maintained by a number of people, including myself. There's a couple of apps on there that I maintain. And so if you want an app that does one thing or another, you can actually go look on this chart and see, okay, well, what app supports that feature? Then, of course, there are community events like Monday Night Dance Party, which I've talked about on previous podcasts. But even the Monday Night Dance Party experience was created both by users and developers putting different pieces together in ways that make it interesting and make it a fun thing to do on a mic. I'm also seeing a lot of podcasters, or a lot of maybe budding podcasters, and I guess I got the idea to do a podcast primarily from app.net. Not that I haven't had the idea to do it before, but the tools have matured, and there's actually several tools on app.net you can use to do this. One of the first ones that was available was an app called Hashpan, which is primarily multimedia focused and also offered a way for people to essentially put out a podcast complete with an RSS feed using just an iPhone application, which is actually very clever. And honestly, Chimp, the app that I'm using now, pretty much offers the same functionality. It's not 100% app.net. There's actually a backend that has to generate the RSS feed, but the rest of it is all done on app.net infrastructure. And so if you're looking for a way to do a podcast without all of the overhead, it's actually a very clever way to do it. Now, I think my own podcast will remain on my own infrastructure for the time being, although, of course, I'll advertise it on app.net, and I'll put out little audio things on app.net like I've been doing. And the Audiomo stuff that I should probably do a podcast on at some point is actually a good thing to use Chimp to do, because it's pretty easy to record something and get it out there on the internet. But I guess at the end of the day, it's all about the creativity that app.net has enabled, both in terms of the developers and just the environment. And maybe that's not for everybody, but I'm very much enjoying it. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.